And it's time once again for your comments. Some of you found it excruciating to wake up and hear Fox News TV host Bill O'Reilly. Mike Supina wrote us from Eagan, Minnesota. I was having trouble rousting myself from bed on that cold Minnesota morning, but the moment I heard O'Reilly's voice, I was up and in the shower faster than he could say bloviator. Listener John Leppe of Los Angeles was cheering during this part of the exchange.
You say the thing about fighting evil, and I'm quoting you, is that some folks think I'm the evil guy.
Forcefully. Sure. I mean, anybody puts themselves on the line. You know, some people thought Jesus was evil. They nailed him to the cross.
Oh, you're not comparing yourself to Jesus.
No, but I'm giving you an analogy that's vivid.
After hearing that, Mr. Leppe wrote in that it was a delicious riposte to one of America's biggest windbags. To his credit, the man showed up, answered our questions. That's what we ask. Some people wrote in their own riposte to John Hamilton's report yesterday about vaccines and autism. John explained how the actress Amanda Peet is defending vaccines against the concerns of other celebrities. People wrote in to call our report biased or misleading. Francis Kuiper of Fort Lauderdale explains most of the opponents of the current vaccination schedule are not against vaccines totally. They want the option to vaccinate on a much less aggressive schedule, she writes, and they are also concerned about trace metals in some vaccines. The same story led Allison Moncayo of Richmond, Kentucky, to write in with a different view. As a pediatrician, I spend every day fighting the same fight to keep kids healthy and counter misinformation. So I was overjoyed to hear a balanced and accurate story about shots and autism. And yes, my four-month-old has had Alder shots. Finally, we heard a report from David Kestenbaum about the housing market collapse in which he tried to figure out where all the money went. Turns out a listener in Berkeley, California had been wondering the very same thing.
Where the money go?
That's listener and amateur songwriter Carol Denny. You can send us your comments in song or dance or just plain old text by going to npr.org. Just click on Contact Us.
That it's worth its weight in rocks. They say up there on Wall Street that investing is an art.